Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This month, we've been talking about housing affordability in a few mid-size cities, places like Durham, North Carolina, and in the Mountain West, Missoula, Montana, and Salt Lake City. Communities in New Mexico are seeing a rise in homelessness as home prices hit record highs. Daniel Werwath is Chief Operating Officer of New Mexico Interfaith Housing. It's a nonprofit affordable housing developer based in Santa Fe. Daniel, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And we've been looking at numbers that show last year the median home price in your city hit a record, $370,000. Why? What's driving up the cost of housing in Santa Fe?
Well, there's a bunch of factors. At the core of it is a supply and demand issue. We've sort of failed to keep up with population growth in producing housing. A lot of that's from, you know, a lingering after effect of the economic downturn. But there's a lot of factors that are sort of combining to make housing less accessible than really it's ever been.
And if supply is a problem, I'm guessing you don't have enough affordable housing. Is that right?
Both, right? There's really two affordable housing crises going on simultaneously. One is that there's not enough income and rent-restricted housing for very low-income people, people with limited means. And then a secondary problem, which is just the supply and demand problem, where you actually see affordability issues starting to creep up into middle-income earners and affecting people like teachers and nurses and first responders.
We've been hearing a lot about how hard it is to build affordable housing in many cities because zoning can be an issue. The high cost of land can be a problem. Is that something that you're seeing in Santa Fe? Are there other challenges that you're facing?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. We've never had a more difficult time to build housing, especially affordable housing. You know, the combination of restrictive zoning, large lot zoning, things like historic overlays, and really cumbersome regulatory processes combined with record high construction costs, you know, the trade wars affecting commodity prices, we're really seeing the highest cost development environment in my 15 years of working on affordable housing development.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Give me an idea of how much it cost to build a new home.
Well, so in the most of my work lately has been working on building apartments because that's where the really big need is in Santa Fe right now. And, you know, a good way to think about it, the Siler Yard project, which we're currently developing, is a 65-unit apartment complex, and it will be over $18 million to build that when it's said and done. So in many cases, we're looking at more than $200,000 a unit. You just can't, in hard costs, produce housing at levels that are affordable for many working families. And in reality, Santa Fe, what we've got now is 73% of families that earn less than $50,000 a year, renter families, wow, are paying more than they can afford for housing right now.
Which is a problem because if something happens in their life, then suddenly they lose a job and they could be homeless, which we've been hearing about across the Mountain West during the course of these conversations. And I understand you've worked in the West, in other cities outside of Santa Fe. I mean, have you noticed that there's a single solution or a policy that would help anywhere? You know, in are some cities doing a better job tackling this problem than others?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the answer, there's no silver bullet, right? And really the answer is a lot of different solutions running simultaneously. I think local investment in affordable housing is a really big one. You know, the federal government only provides about a fifth of the resources needed to serve the families with the most limited means in our communities. And so state and local governments really need to step up and meet that gap. I think land use reform is another really big one. It's really a range of solutions and trying lots of different strategies that really address housing issues across the income spectrum. So literally everything from homelessness to foreclosure, you really need to find interventions and be working on those at the local level, working with nonprofit partners and the private sector collaboratively to try and solve these problems.
Speaking of the private sector, do you get the sense that there is a desire by developers who would rather build, you know, a luxury home or a project that would yield a big return on their investment rather than a lower cost affordable housing project? I mean, is that a real dynamic?
There's certainly an incentive to develop higher end housing always because the margins are bigger. And, you know, places like Santa Fe, we have inclusionary policies, which, you know, make developers include a certain affordability component in new development. But really, I think a lot of the smartest policies right now are looking towards incentives to help bring the private sector into the below market housing production realm. And then really, you know, the other piece is just, you know, having local governments lay the groundwork through really smart and progressive land use policy. Unfortunately, you know, I think a lot of our values, Santa Fe is a very, you know, value-oriented city, believes in equity, believes in environmental sustainability, but that's not really reflected in our land use policies. It's not really reflected in our zoning. So we don't have the base tools that we need to solve these problems right now.
That's Dan Werwath, Chief Operating Officer of New Mexico Interfaith Housing. It's a nonprofit developer of low-cost, affordable homes. Daniel, thanks for your time.
It's been a pleasure.